USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorneys for former President Trump are wrapping up their case in Trump's second impeachment trial.
To litigate questions of election integrity within the system is not incitement to resurrection. It is the democratic system working as the founders and lawmakers have designed. To claim that the president in any way wished, desired, or encouraged lawless or violent behavior is a preposterous and monstrous lie. In fact, the first two messages the president sent via Twitter once the incursion of the Capitol began were, "Stay peaceful and no violence because we are the party of law and order."
One of the president's attorneys, Michael Vanderveen, the next step in the process is a question and answer period. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
More than 2 years after his death, Smokey and the Bandit star Burt Reynolds has been laid to rest in Los Angeles.
More than 2 years after his death in 2018, the cremated remains of Burt Reynolds has finally been laid to rest. The actor died at 82 years of age on September 6, 2018, after suffering a heart attack. He was finally buried at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery on Thursday in a private ceremony. A simple headstone bears his name, with a bust of the actor to adorn the site in the future. No reason was given for the delay of the Burt Reynolds gravesite. The Hollywood Forever Cemetery is at Highway 101 in Santa Monica Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Freezing rain and snow are in the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic on Friday. The Central Appalachians and parts of Virginia and North Carolina likely to see freezing rain. The National Weather Service says the storm will drop as much as 6 inches of snow as well on the area. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House won't rule out any travel restrictions into and out of Florida, California, or any state struggling to contain new coronavirus variants. Republicans say the restrictions under consideration would be unconstitutional and hypocritical for Democrats who blasted the idea when a Republican was in the Oval Office. The prospect of a domestic travel ban also fell flat with Florida Republicans. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio reminding us,
"Day after Donald Trump imposed the China travel ban, that Joe Biden accused him of xenophobia. Then in March he tweeted out that travel bans anywhere against anywhere in the world do not work. But now he wants to impose them on American citizens. You know, tonight if you arrive at the U.S. southern border with a child, you will be allowed entry to the country. You will be allowed to stay here pending an asylum trial that you may are hearing that you may never show up for. But if you're now an American citizen living in Florida that wants to travel, they're going to put some form of restriction in your way. I mean, it's clearly unconstitutional. But we should also pass a law here making clear that this is not within the power of an administration to do, that you can't just stand in the way of the ability of Americans to travel freely in their country for something that, by the way, is not supported by the science."
Rubio speaking there on Fox News. Country music stars Garth Brooks and his wife Trisha Yearwood are quarantining after a possible exposure to COVID-19. A post on Brooks' Facebook page says the artists are canceling all upcoming events for the next 2 weeks due to someone on their team testing positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.